Today's gospel presents one of the most profound encounters in Scripture. Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. This passage is rich in meaning, revealing Jesus as the source of living water, calling sinners to conversion, and inviting us into true worship. The scene unfolds at Jacob's well in Samaria, where Jesus, weary from his journey, sits down at noon. A woman approaches to draw water, and Jesus asks her for a drink. This simple request breaks social and religious barriers. Jews and Samaritans despise each other, and very seldom men conversed with women in public. Yet Jesus reaches across these divides to speak to her heart. When the woman questions him, Jesus responds, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." She misunderstands, thinking of a physical water, but Jesus speaks of something far greater, the living water of grace, which satisfies the thirst of the soul. This woman, like many of us, carries a burden. She has had 5 husbands, and the man she now lives with is not her husband. And Jesus, in his divine knowledge, gently reveals her past, not to condemn her, but to lead her to repentance and healing. He does the same for us. The Lord knows our sins. He knows our struggles, our deepest wounds. Yet he meets us with mercy. He gives us forgiveness. He gives us hope and happiness. He does not reject this woman, but invites her into a new life, the same way he does to us. As the conversation unfolds, the woman asks about the proper place of worship, the Mount of Gerizim, where the Samaritans worshipped, or Jerusalem, which was the Jewish center of worship. Jesus shifts the focus, declaring, "The hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth." By saying this, Jesus is telling us that worship is no longer about a place, but about a relationship with God through Christ. At this moment, the woman's heart is transformed. She leaves her water jar behind and runs to tell the people of her town, "Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" Her encounter with Jesus changes her from an outcast to a missionary. She becomes a witness, bringing others to faith. This passage invites us to examine our own thirst. What do we seek to satisfy our souls? Is it success, relationships, material comfort? Only Jesus can give us the living water that brings eternal life. He calls us to turn away from sin, to worship in spirit and truth, and to share the good news with others. My friend, as we continue our journey of faith in this sacred time of Lent, may we, like the Samaritan woman, open our hearts to Christ, drink deeply of his grace, and become bold witnesses of his love in the world.